Let's sing that song we just heard, number 28 in the White Books. For me, there's something special about these songs that we sing straight to Jesus. This is one of those that we direct to Him. Let's do that consciously. Sing out of our hearts into His.
Thank you.
Fourth period, our boys sang that with all the verses. Let's try it again, the chorus.
We love to sing of Christ our King and hail Him, blessed Jesus.
Also sing number 33 in our hymn books. 33. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, with sweetness fills my
you, Lord, that you have brought us together. We thank you for those who came in today. Pray that you will bless us all. This is of your doing that we are here together in this place at this time. And Lord, we want you to have your way. We know that we all have a part, and we all look to you, and we all open to you, and we all touch you, and we yield ourselves to you because we're here in this meeting for you, Lord. First of all, for you. Hallelujah. And we just pray that you will have your way in us all. We pray that our eyes shall be wide open to see you. Anoint my eyes. Anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we might see you and see things in your light. I pray that you will touch our ears, that we may hear your voice in everything, Lord, that you have to say to us. I pray also that you will warm our hearts and open our hearts to you, whose heart is open to us. Lord, we just pray that you will work in us also a loving response to your great and mighty love for us. Hallelujah. Lord, tonight is another opportunity for you to work in our hearts and to accomplish your gracious will, the purpose for which you have brought us here. And we thank you, Lord. Help us to yield ourselves wholly to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to call your attention to the new issue of Things New and Old. I saw it down in the boathouse, and September, October issue. Now, at home, these are free of charge. Do we charge for them here? Oh, good. So see that. Otherwise, you might wait till you got back to Richmond to pick it up. But you can just help yourself. And I've been waiting for this to come out. I like to recommend. I mean, I recommend everything in this magazine, of course. But the reason I've been waiting for this issue is an article by Bernard, same one who wrote Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee, called The Name of Jesus. And this is a treasure. I was so happy when I first saw it. I said, oh, this is, I don't think I had ever read it before. And this is going to be in Things New and Old. When is it going to be? Oh, September. Oh, man. Well, it's September 1st, and we have the magazine. Oh, by the way, I wish you all a great September. Did anybody say that to you yet today? And if you read this article, you'll have a good start. Whoever translated this did a lovely job. Of course, it's a little old-fashioned. Apparently, it was done a while ago. But it was translated into the English, and it is beautiful language, and more than that, it's stirring. It'll touch your heart and awaken something there to love Jesus more, his precious name. So the name of Jesus and many other things. Let's see, I remember my father used to read off Trusting Jesus by Hans R. Waldvogel, so the founder of our camp here, has an article on Trusting Jesus. I noticed that those who select the things that are in the paper have chosen that subject quite frequently this year. I assume because of our text for 2009, trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us, Psalm 62:8. But then we also have In the Name of Christ by Andrew Murray, and The Sin of Pride, which is a selection of writings that Brother Joseph Wannenmacher compiled for us, and we're thankful for that. Set Apart by Charles Spurgeon. What does Set Apart remind you of? You've been here. Yeah. Sanctification or holiness unto the Lord. Good. And then the one I mentioned, and then also The Altar of Incense by Marie Brown. She was the pioneer Pentecostal minister in New York City. And she and her husband were pastors for many years at Glad Tidings Tabernacle in Manhattan. The Altar of Incense, we're always blessed by the things we have from her. So I encourage you to take a copy of Things New and Old.